now.
It should have been fixed. It seems like a long time ago.
Yeah, I think it would qualify. It's just kind of the scheme of
things. So what amount did you guys come up with that you were asking for now within a range?
I came up with $17,165.95. Is that correct?
So under $20,000.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No. I was just saying
I wish that there could at least be a casual conversation between Brad and his board, or a committee of board members in Rockaway, just to casually discuss the pros and cons to transition of the treatment facility.
This commission would like to see that take place at the your alderman, your board, and with this Brad from the sewer department. Just a conversation to see the pluses and minuses. You can give what you think the minus of it, and they can explain that it's not for the betterment of each individual that's on that plant, because it involves a lot of citizens. I'd like to see that take place myself. Unless anyone other commissioner has a comment, I'm prepared to make a motion.
No, I think that I agree with you guys. There needs to be conversations and some decisions made on. I understand you guys think it's going to be a benefit and an asset, not necessarily a monetary way, but in an image or a sense of accomplishment. I don't know, but if I had something that was losing me that much money a year, I'd be definitely wanting to get rid of it and put it in the hands of somebody that can actually operate it and has the funds to do it in a proper way. So.
Yeah, I think that if everyone could at least come to the table and talk about it. And have all your, how many aldermen you have?
Four.
I think it's important they each understand.
Pardon me?
I think it's important that, you know, each one understand what's going to take place.
Do you think you could get all four aldermen there at a meeting?
Yes, we could.
Of course.
Yeah. We've said that at one time, but we also do have another alderman that we just had an alderman change. We placed him last night. He also is very versed on the sewer plant. He was involved in getting the cleanup and some of the things done to get the sewer plant compliant. He is our new alderman, and so he's a person that, again, would be interested in some conversations.
So I do appreciate what you guys are doing and going into trying to bring the plant up to be what would be operated as cheapest and everything. Would you be agreeable to meet for the benefit of all with Brad or John and your alderman and just discuss the continual what?
Just a plan for the future.
Plan for the future. Thank you. Shorter words. Would you do that?
Yeah, we don't have a problem to get everybody together and discuss the sewer plan and discuss things.
You're suggesting a meeting of the sewer board, the board of aldermen, and the commission?
I don't know if the commission needs to be involved at first.
You
guys need to.
No, just the sewer board.
It's early on, doesn't even be the sewer board. I think.
Well, I'm just thinking it's short notice, but next Tuesday is our next meeting, and it's not too late. I could put it on the agenda, and we could at least just have some general discussion about it.
And them get a chance to see what they're doing. They're trying to bring up the improvements of it, and
they'll work session. Or?
I mean, I could put it on the normal agenda, but we could make a special work session. I'm sure my board, or at least a few of them, would be able to attend.
I was thinking a work session between in an informal so that.
Okay.
Is that agreeable?
Can you say that one more time again?
A work session. So I'll talk to my board next Tuesday and see when they would be available to have an informal type work session and still be agendized. And then I guess you guys could do the same, and I'll just correspond with Jan on that.
Yeah.
Just give you thoughts of what to expect, and you can explain how you think it's a benefit to the city or what you're going to do to make it more manageable, the fees, and because you have all the citizens out there that are on it to consider, too, and some of them are here now. And I thank you guys for being open to that. I really do. And based upon that, I'll make the motion that we approve for the City of Rockaway the replacement of 2 to 3 blowers and the finances they need to bring to keep the plan in, not to exceed $20,000 out of the
emergency fund.
Emergency sewer sales tax fund.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Did you
thank
say?
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did she say two of the? You said 2 of the 3 pumps.
The letter says, and then that's why, and they added one other item. That's why I said not to exceed 20,000. It says 2 of the 3 blowers.
Yeah, you may.
Like, am I correct in that?
That's for the 3 blowers.
3 blowers.
Yeah.
The 3 blowers.
3 blowers installation and then the valve repair.
I'll amend my motion to simply read to keep the Rockaway Beach sewer plant in compliance with the needs that they have presented, not to exceed the amount of $20,000 to come out of the sewer sales tax emergency fund.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Agreement for Professional Services, Amendment Number 1. Mr. Hayes. I have a letter from Mr. Cotty dated October 5th, 2017, and he's reviewed the proposed Amendment Number 1 to the Agreement for Engineering Services with HDR Engineering regarding the Road and Bridge Maintenance Building and Transfer Station project, and he approves it to form.
Why was this not originally, why is this now needed?
It wasn't part of the original engineering to have on-site inspections early on the engineering. But in talking with Travis and us doing the on-site excavation and all that, and then the contractor doing the buildings and the concrete, I felt it was good if they would have at least somebody there to do some inspections on site and help review the pay requests and different things, at least what percentage completion and all that, some additional engineering on site inspections. And it's, I think the additional 74, I believe it's 74.
$74,800.
Yeah. That's for both buildings, so much out of Road and Bridge, so much out of Transfer Station. especially a transfer station, we're talking quite a bit of concrete, quite a bit of testing to make sure we get a good product in the end.
Does that include the testing, or are we still going to have to pay somebody?
Well, they got to do the testing that we're doing on-site and making sure it's being done so we know that we don't miss a step in the process.
When you say we have to do the testing?
No, contractor does the testing, right, but making sure that they everything meets the strength test and everything required.
I'm starting to not like engineering firms as much as I don't like insurance companies. And there's an insurance guy back there, so.
It's just for them supervising your...
Well, having somebody there so many hours a week on site doing inspections.
Essentially, they're supervising. They're acting as
part of their original engineering. I know they drew up the plans and everything and helped with bidding out and everything, but I don't know if that included on-site inspections, that type of thing. So, old Travis had other meetings, or he couldn't be here today, but he also said if you had any really questions, we can table this and bring this up later, too, so it's not...
Because I was just a teeny bit puzzled when you said, I don't know if it included on-site inspection, the original agreement. Is
well, the original shouldn't, I don't think, did.
Are we going to have, because of it being for the transfer station, do we have to have certain, just the strength of concrete tested, or is that not something we... I guess what are the specific needs and the whys?
A lot of that should be in the plans of what the requirement and making sure everything's followed and it's built according to that. Yeah, there's certain strength that should be required in there for that in all the concrete, even on the roof and bridge floor and everything else.
Well, whenever we have bridges and stuff built, do we not take samples of that?
Yes, we do. And we have the engineering firm. Right. They actually, they're on site testing it before the concrete's ever poured. And they also do, a lot of times they'll outsource to testing companies to do 7-day break, 28-day break type things, right, for strength, concrete strength.
So the concrete companies typically test as well, do they not?
They do.
Depending upon the company.
Some do, some don't. I mean...
I believe the one we...
Usually we try to have... Some